Hello, good morning. Hoping everyone got some good rest. Just really recognizing today, maybe feeling a little more settled, landed than yesterday morning. And always, every time we start to practice, really checking in with your body. What's going on for you right now? Knowing where you are, just getting a real sense instead of that ready, set, go, time to meditate. And there's a poem that I really like that I want to read, just sort of stating that. And you might not be feeling this way this morning, but it's by a poet named Warson Shire. And it says, come with every wound and every woman you've ever loved, every lie you've ever told, and whatever it is that keeps you up at night. Every mouth you've punched in, all the blood you've ever tasted. Come with every enemy you've ever made and all the family you've ever buried and every dirty thing you've ever done. Every drink that's burnt your throat and every woken with nothing and no one. Come with all your loss, your regrets, sins, memories, blackouts, and secrets. I've never seen anything more beautiful than you. So I one of the reasons I love that so much is because, you know, of the false thinking that we'd be perfect in our practice or in our lives, and this idea that you can bring all of you, every aspect of you, to this cushion. From your baby toe to the tips of your hair, and everything that lies in between is the invitation. Impossible. And this authentic being. And that includes, you know, so there's the physical being that's here on the cushion. And, you know, it includes all of our thoughts, all of our emotions, our history, where we've come from, who we are, what we believe, what we don't believe, all the ways we've been hurt, and all the ways we've celebrated and had joy. So these minds and these emotions that receive in the practice, they are known to be six sense doors. So as we're sitting here, yes, we're smelling, we're seeing, maybe not tasting now, but there's some taste in the mouth. We're sensing on our skin, we're feeling the touch, the sounds, certainly, and also that sixth sense door of thought. So just like all of those other sense doors, we don't need to do anything to make them happen. Smelling happens, hearing happens, tasting happens, seeing happens, and also thinking happens. Now, what we do with those thoughts, you know, what can I control and what can't I control, which is one of the things I was talking about last night. And what we do with those thoughts is really in our jurisdiction. So thoughts drop in, as happens, we can be sitting here going along just fine. And all of a sudden, the memory of something that maybe happened 20 years ago, or a conversation that was never completed 5 years ago, or some kind of insight into, now I know why I do this the way I do it. It's because my parents, when I was two, you know, and these things will sort of drop into our minds while we're just sitting here. And it takes us on this journey, as we know. And not only does it take us on a mental journey, a thinking process, but there's also a physiological experience that we're having in our bodies. So if we're thinking a thought that might be scary, that we have some fear around, suddenly we notice that the heart might be beating a little bit faster, or there's more of a clenching in our jaw or a tightening in our throat. Or if we suddenly have a sense of loneliness or grief because we've been thinking about somebody we've lost or a situation that was very sad, we notice that it within our body, you know, maybe the belly feels empty. Maybe our hearts feel heavy. So really noticing how our thoughts, it's a constant interplay between our thoughts, our emotions, how those emotions have a sensation in our body. So we'll work with that. When we work with thoughts and emotions in our practice, it's really paying attention to how those thoughts affect the rest of our being, how it's changing me, and then what I do, what we tend to do when it's uncomfortable. So this process, thoughts arise, allowing ourselves, sometimes I call it a below the neck practice. So watch the thoughts arise as they will. And then what happens? What happens in the body? How does that thought manipulate experience? And then what do we tend to do when we're uncomfortable, when we don't like it, when we want it to go away? We tend to get restless. We want to fix something. We want to change something. We want to make a plan. Or something arises in our mind that we're really excited about and we want to take a note and write it down and go call somebody or do something. See what it's like just to experience excitement. What does excitement feel like? Oh, rapid heartbeat. Maybe the palms get sweaty. This is excitement in the body. This is what it feels like. And then the mind will pick it up again and kind of run with the story. And just recognizing that, noticing, thinking is happening. And when I think this thought, this emotion arises, this bodily sensation arises. When I think that thought, so see how deeply you can land. Again, this is deep presencing, radical presencing, whatever's here right now. So not so much allowing the thought to take us away into some kind of fantasy or memory, but the radical presencing is how does that thought live inside me right now? How does that emotion live inside me right now? So that invitation from Warson Shire, when something does arise, can we still care about, can we care about it even if we don't like it? Can it be the most beautiful thing? Something that maybe has been a thought that we've tried to get rid of our whole lives. Can we be an ally to ourselves? Can we hold ourselves and love ourselves as we would maybe a dear friend that was having a hard time struggling? So thoughts arise, allowing it to permeate your experience, your body, sensations, and just see how it is. If anything too big happens, if it feels like something really difficult is being triggered, you know, it's sometimes we can just open our eyes, orient to where we are, not needing to get sucked too deeply into anything. It's also helpful if you're feeling at all sleepy in any way today during the practice, if you'd like to just stand for a few moments. So if the overriding experience is maybe some lethargy or torpor or sloth, as we call it, in the hindrances, if you're feeling weighty or heavy, sometimes to create some energy by standing during the practice. So that's an invitation for this morning. So just allowing ourselves to settle right where we are. Whatever posture feels comfortable enough, as we know, that changes. And I always like to start by taking a few deep breaths, allowing the belly to soften. Allowing the belly to expand, the chest to rise, making space for whatever is here. And starting by settling, landing, stabilizing, just connecting with this body. Connecting with this breath. Keeping it very simple. There's really nothing to do but receive experience. Receive the breath. Knowing sensation that's coming from the external world, coolness in the room, warmth in the room, sounds around us, the feeling of our clothes against our skin, whatever we're sitting or lying on or standing on, those contact points. All of these ways that we are engaged with the external world. Feeling the sensations of the internal world. Maybe a full belly from breakfast or an empty belly. The experience of our breath entering our lungs. Whatever else might be going on, your internal sensory experience. Having a deep recognition, presencing, knowing. This is the body that I'm in. Knowing that thoughts will arise. Acknowledgement, recognizing a thought has arisen. Or maybe there's an emotion present with that thought. Maybe it's just boredom or judgment. Maybe a deep sense of peace or ease, whatever's there. Noticing that those two have sensations. There's an interplay, an interdependence between our thinking world and our physical world. You don't need to run from anything, just create space for whatever's there. Knowing that through this period, if the mind gets busy and feels chaotic, unmanageable, just allow yourself, remembering that you have the tool to come back to this bodily experience. come back to the simplicity of breathing in and breathing out, the simplicity of sensations. And then another thought or feeling or emotion arises, recognizing it's there, seeing it, knowing it. You don't need to shove it away, just seeing what's there. There's a difference between going with the story or creating a narrative and seeing the very present moment experience of a thought. How does it land for me? So just checking in, where am I right now? Seeing if you're still connected to the body and bodily experience. And just knowing whatever's there is okay. And checking in again. What's going on in my experience right now, and how deeply can I accept it? If there's a restlessness, just knowing that restlessness is happening, it's okay. What does restlessness feel like in this body? What is that experience? Not the story of it. How much space can I give it? Watching where we tend to contract around a thought, seeing if we can take a breath and open it up. Not get buried, but just see what's right here, right now. Breathing, feeling. Ball. So for today, really check out, this interplay. I find it so fascinating and interesting, really, when we slow down, take the time and pay attention to this constant exchange of information that's happening, you know, in our bodies because of our minds and our emotions. And then how, you know, how pulled around we are by something we merely take into our eyes. We can see something and all of a sudden, you know, life is drastically changed. We get imprinted immediately, or we hear something and we get it imprints. So really paying attention to what the mind does with sensory information. Information that we're taking from out here, or information that we're taking in from in here. See how it affects us. See how we move. You know, as we know, oftentimes fear, anger, rage, those kind of things can come out in ways that we might not even really feel like we have any control over. But when we slow the process down, be like, oh, okay, what does fear feel like in this body? And we have the opportunity to do that when we're in a full day of practice or a full few days of practice, to really pull things apart and check it out. And you may have heard of this acronym RAIN, which is often thrown around in terms of working with thoughts and emotions in our practice. And RAIN is recognize, acknowledge, investigate, but I'm going to unpack that a little bit. And not personal is how I like to do the N. So recognize is that moment when we realize, oh, I'm thinking, you know, so we're sitting here on the cushion, we're lost, not even realizing that we're off in thought. So the R is that moment, that very special moment, that mindful moment when we suddenly go, oh, thinking is happening. So recognition, not something to beat ourselves up over, not something to judge, not something to say, I'm not doing this right. I don't know how to do this. I'm thinking. No, thinking happens. So we're recognizing that thinking is happening. And then acknowledge, it's what I just said, acknowledging, okay, all this is a thought. It's a thought. Sometimes the A is accept. But I think that's a lot to unpack and sometimes misunderstood. But yes, a thought is happening. I'm acknowledging that. I'm accepting that. I'm thinking. The I, sometimes stated as investigation or inquiry. This is where I really feel like we put the metal. Is that the rubber to the road? What's the metal? The pedal to the metal. That's the other one. The rubber to the road is, okay, so we know a thought. We recognize the thought's there. We accept that we're having it. The investigation aspect is really kind of what I was pointing to at the beginning. So I almost want to work with somebody right now. Who was having something strong arise in their practice, or really was working, even if it was sleepiness or agitation, restlessness. If you can raise your hand, the blue hand, and then I can see